This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A handful of Coloradans will be guests at tonight's State of the Union address. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports their presence helps highlight key policy issues of the state's members of Congress.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett has invited rancher Paul Bruchet to spotlight the stakes of the Western mega drought. Freshman Democrat Yadira Caraveo is bringing a local business owner, Liliana Soto, to focus on help for working class families and the need to lower costs for small business owners. For Democratic Congressmembers Jason Crow and Joe Neguse, preventing gun violence continues to be a top priority. Their guests, Richard Fierro and Ellen Mahoney, have both had their lives altered by mass shootings. And GOP Representative Lauren Boebert will bring Colorado Mesa University President John Marshall to highlight higher and vocational education. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A bill that would let people repair their own tractors cleared its first hurdle at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would allow farmers and ranchers to get agricultural equipment, like tractors, repaired at independent repair shops. The bill requires manufacturers to provide necessary parts, software, and other tools at a reasonable price. It comes after a bill Colorado passed last year to allow people to repair their wheelchairs. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado State University has apologized for a group of fans who taunted an opposing player during a basketball game over the weekend. The player is Utah State's Max Shulga. He's from Ukraine. As Shulga lined up for a free throw at the game Saturday in Fort Collins, CSU fans chanted the word Russia. CSU said the chant was a violation of their sportsmanship policy. Utah State went on to beat Colorado State. The score was 88-79. This is CPR News and KRCC.